Good morning, and welcome to the Grupo Rotoplas third quarter 2017 results conference call. Please note that today's call is being recorded, and all participants are currently in a listen-only mode to prevent background noise. The host will open the lines for questions later. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Ms. Ofelia Lopez Aranda, Grupo Rotoplas Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Alicia. Good morning, everyone, and thank you all for joining us today. We issued our earnings press release yesterday after market close. It can be found in the investor section of our website. We have also provided slides to supplement our discussion, which can also be found in the investor section. Please allow me to remind you that today's discussion contains forward-looking statements. These statements are based on the environment as we currently see it, and as such, there might be certain risk and uncertainty associated with such statements. Please refer to our press release for more information on the specific risk factors that could cause actual results to differ materially. The company disclaims any intention or obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, further events, or otherwise. We're joined today by Mr. Carlos Rojas, Rotoplas Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Mario Romero, our Chief Financial Officer. We'll begin our call with their remarks, and we'll then open the line to your questions. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Carlos Rojas. Mr. Rojas, please go ahead.
Thank you, Ofelia. First, let me thank you, all of you, for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time and your interest in our company. We are very satisfied with our third quarter results, which show a continued trend of strong sales growth and increasing profitability, with double-digit year-over-year growth in both sales and EBITDA levels and a good margin expansion. This is the third consecutive quarter in which our solution for portfolio reconfiguration strategy is proven successful, as we now have a better and more profitable product mix. Furthermore, our cost control efforts through a zero-based budget management approach continue to have a very positive impact on the profitability of the business overall. I would also like to highlight the fact that as a result of our portfolio reconfiguration strategy, we have been able to significantly reduce the share of the government channel in total sales, thus reducing our exposure to the socioeconomic and budgetary uncertainty that have affected some of our markets. As some of you may recall, the company decided last year that government-related sales should not represent more than 10% of total sales in order to reduce volatility in our P&L. This quarter, government channel sales were under 3% of total sales. Whereas for the first nine months of the year, they were under 6%. From a regional perspective, we observed strong consumer demand this quarter, particularly in Mexico, Argentina, and Peru. In Mexico, our organic sales grew by double digits as a result of an increased demand for individual solutions, and the successful integration of Sytesa has already brought about a satisfactory performance in the urban integrated solution segment with our water treatment and recycling solutions. Furthermore, we successfully participated in the latest bidding round for the provision of water purifying fountains in the Mexican public school systems. As we are talking about Mexico, I should like to take a few minutes to talk about the extraordinary solidarity shown by the Mexican people with those affected by the terrible September earthquakes in Mexico City, Morelos, Puebla, Oaxaca, and Chiapas. The human and material losses were truly staggering, but even more so was the people response, including that our own employees. After a brief analysis, we decided that the best way to contribute as a company was to activate the Water for Affected Areas program, or PAZA in Spanish, to help ensure access to drinking water in the hardest hit locations. To that end, we allocated significant amount to remote storage, purification, and treatment solutions through a program in coordination with the Mexican authorities. There is still a lot of work to be done in the coming months and years to help those affected by the earthquakes, and we reiterate our commitment to continue working hand-in-hand with the Mexican people in their rebuilding efforts. We must not forget about those in need, particularly in the smaller communities, that they're very nearly wiped out. Going back to the discussion, there was a great demand for rural integrated solutions in Brazil, as well as great sales volume of water treatment solutions, which contribute to better price mix. Furthermore, we continue to implement our strategy of pursuing new projects and clients for applying an effective expense control strategy, which has brought our cooperation very closer to the financial break-even point. Moreover, the performance of our other countries division was also satisfactory, as we registered double-digit sales growth, largely due to increased sales of water shortage and heating solutions, which evidence our brand health and our growing market share in these countries. In fact, the company has been just included in the Dow Jones Sustainability MILA Pacific Alliance Index, which was launched yesterday to track the performance of companies with the highest sustainability scores in Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and Peru, further recognizing our ESG focus and commitment. Moving forward, we will continue to leverage our brand, customer service, distribution network, and constant innovation to pursue further growth across our different markets and segments, while maintaining our leadership position in the retail segments. We will also continue our diversification strategy, continue to identify new acquisition opportunities and taking full advantage of synergies created by the successful integration of our recent months, which has brought about stability in our P&L and, more important, significant growth and better markets. Finally, we will continue with our refreshed strategy of water as a service, focusing on increasing the benefit and added value of our service portfolio, which also has the effect of reducing our exposure to fluctuations in price of raw materials. We will also continue emphasizing the digital acceleration of the company, finding new ways to better service customers, and we have said in the past, we will continue to maintain financial management discipline. I would now like to turn over the call to Mario, who will guide you through the financial results. Thank you for listening, and look forward to your questions.
Thank you, Carlos. Good morning, everyone. I will now discuss some of the highlights for the third quarter and the first 9 months of the year. As Carlos already pointed out, sales grew 16% year over year this quarter, and EBITDA grew 79%, extending our positive results trend for the third consecutive quarter. And in the first months of the year, sales are up 29% and EBITDA 55%. Furthermore, I'm told that organic sales growth was 12% and EBITDA organic growth was 57% in the third quarter, reflecting our leadership position in the different market segments in which the company competes. Our consolidated gross margin increased by 190 basis points year over year, mainly due to a greater sales volume of individual solutions in Mexico, which allowed for a greater absorption of fixed costs. It is also worth noting that alongside our sales growth, our margins improved significantly as well. Our operating margin increased by 460 basis points this quarter as a result of the company's expense control strategy and an increased contribution to total sales of urban integrated solutions, reflecting the success of the integration of the recent companies. Likewise, our EBITDA margin increased by 590 basis points year over year this quarter. Sales in Mexico grew 18% this quarter, accounting for 66% of our total sales, mainly due to an increase in the demand of individual solutions, evidence of our leadership in the retail sector, as well as a satisfactory performance of integrated solution after the successful integration of CITES. Organic sales growth was at 12%. Sales in Brazil grew 6% year over year and accounted for 6% of the total company sales, due to a greater demand for rural integrated solutions and a greater sales volume of water treatment solutions, which contributed to a better price mix. Finally, the other countries grew 14%, mainly due to the growth in water storage heating solution in most of the countries. With regard to our product mix, sales of individual solutions accounted for 92% of total sales and grew 10% year over year due to the demand increase we saw in Mexico, Argentina, and Peru. As a result of greater volume and a better price mix, their EBITDA margin by 420 basis points. Integrated solutions, on the other hand, accounted for 8% of total sales and registered a 228% increase in sales year over year. This can be partially attributed to greater sales of urban integrated solutions in Mexico after the acquisition of Cepesa and the reactivation of government purchases of urban integrated solutions in Brazil. The EBITDA margin of integrated solutions expanded by 2,370 basis points. With regards to our performance in the first 9 months of the year, it should be noted that total sales were 5,032 million Mexican pesos, a 29% increase year over year, which was largely attributable to the strong demand for individual solutions and the successful integration of the acquired businesses. Individual solution sales increased by 20% year over year, whereas integrated solutions sales totaled 568 million pesos, up from 170 million pesos in 2016. Organic sales grew 22%, and as was already mentioned, government sales for the first 9 months were under 6% of total sales. Gross margin decreased by 240 basis points due to a diminished fixed cost absorption capacity in some countries, the higher depreciation of the urban integrated solution segment. Meanwhile, the operating margin increased by 130 basis points, reflecting the company's continued expense control efforts. EBITDA grew 55%, and the EBITDA margin increased by 270 basis points, partially due to the larger compensation components. The net profit margin remained in line with that of the previous year, and net earnings per share increased 28%. Compared to the first 9 months of 2016, which is further evidence of the sustained profitability trend over the last 3 quarters. Our cash balance at the end of September 2017 increased 444 million Mexican pesos, or 28% compared to the balance at the close of the 2016 year. Finally, the company reached 1,021 million Mexican pesos of EBITDA for the last 12 months. The results confirm that our current strategy has been very successful. Not only have we been able to overcome a very challenging environment in some of our markets that we experienced during 2015 and 2016, but we have been able to leverage our core strengths to achieve greater stability and, more importantly, improve margins. Furthermore, with regards to our 2017 guidance, the results of the first 9 months of the year allow us to confirm our goal of reaching double-digit growth in both sales and EBITDA. With this, I would now like to open the line for your questions. We will begin with the participants in the conference call, followed by our website users. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you, sir. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 if you have a question at this time. We'll take our first question from Pablo Ricalde of Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. I have a question on the sequential decline in the EBITDA margin you post on the others region. I don't know if you could provide additional color of what drove that contraction and how should we see the region going forward.
Good morning, Pablo, and thanks for joining us for the call. In the other regions, the margin going forward should improve. As we've been explaining before, we have been continuing our efforts of penetrating the U.S. market, which has a larger SG&A cost than on a more stabilized country. And also, integration cost of Telsar, some of our headcount reductions happened in the quarter in order to optimize your operation. So those are, I would say, the two major components that affected the other regions margin as opposed to a more normalized operation.
Okay, and in the U.S., are you still reporting a negative EBITDA or you're on break-even operations right now?
That is an information we do not disclose at the moment, but as explained in the past, as when time comes and the U.S. operation becomes large enough, then we'll start to report it on a separate basis.
Perfect. Thanks.
And once again, that is star one. If you have a question at this time, star one, please. Looks like we have no further questions on the phone lines.
We do have a question on the webcast. Could you please give us more detail on SG&A control? The level of EBITDA in individual solution is sustainable in the long term because of the control over it. From Liliana, Leon, and Shabani.
Hello, Liliana. Good morning. Thanks for joining us for the call and for your question. About the SG&A control, what we have implemented since 3 years ago was a framework of a zero-based budget, which gave us a lot of visibility and management across all of our expenses in all the different countries where we are. So that is the details and how we operate the SG&A control. And going forward, we believe that some margin expansion should achieve, because if we keep a good discipline in expenses and the company grows, there's a operational leverage coming from using the same platform to achieve greater sales. So we believe the digital solutions should benefit in margin expansion in the coming years.
And again, that is star one. If you have a question on the phone line, star one, please. And we have no questions in the queue.
Thank you very much for taking up your phone. We look forward to seeing you next quarter.
That does conclude our conference for today. We thank you for your participation.